We will begin this study with praise and worship.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Serve the Lord, serve Him with gladness. Come before His presence with singing.
Praise God.
Know ye that the Lord is God.
Praise God.
He is He, even that made us.
Praise God.
And not we, we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving.
Praise God.
And into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, praise God.
Amen. Now for prayer. In Jesus' holy name we pray, Father, please forgive us for our sins. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus' holy name we pray this prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, and I love you, God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. The book of Matthew, chapter 3. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins. And his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat unto the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 1 was a fulfillment of prophecy which was spoken in the book of Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1, which reads, Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 3. Prophecy again fulfilled. The book of Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 and 4. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 17, the fulfillment of the prophecy spoken by the prophet David in Psalms chapter 2. And I'll have to read it in its entirety. Psalms chapter 2, 1 through 12. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my kingdom upon the holy hill of Zion. I will declare and decree, the Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possessions. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoicing with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. If you put your trust in him, we have been informed that we will be blessed. Jesus said himself in Matthew chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount, verses 5 or 6, he said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." The righteousness we seek can only be found in Emmanuel, God with us, the Son of the living God, in Jesus the Christ. The righteousness that will prepare us for the kingdom of heaven can only be found in Christ. Learn of him while there's still time. This is, I guess you could call it a commentary, but it's biblically driven. Learn of Jesus because he is the way. There are some other ways, but Jesus is the way. God bless you all, and looking forward to sharing with you the next lesson. Goodbye for now.